How do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is...
The Spike on the Mic Show!
Well, that's an ass whooping I'm going to have to take. You guys, I went back. You guys might not know that. When you guys get older one of these days, I want you guys to look up an old Richard Pryor skit from back in the day when he was doing some skit about, that's my car. And then everybody kept saying, get out the way. And he says, no, somebody said move. And he says, I'm not moving. And he says, and the guy says, I'm going to kick your ass. And he says, well, that's an ass whooping I'm going to have to take, or something like that. I don't know where that comes from, but good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Spike check one, spike check two. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is Monday, and you know what that means? It's time for the award-deserving Spike on the Mic Show. I am Pete, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. You can tell by the sound of my voice and by the fact that I keep saying, I'm Spike on the Mic. We are here at our brand new plushest location, which is 4215 Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa, sweetness of Florida. Tampa, Florida, 4215 Hillsborough Avenue, place known as Hooters. This is where the magic is made, and this is where we do everything that's happening. But I know you guys are fretting or threatened or wondering, whichever word fits in your vocabulary. Am I here alone? Au fond quoi? That means my mistake. I am not here.
Au fond quoi? My mistake.
You gonna play the whole thing?
Oh, okay, sure.
Au fond quoi? That's French for it's my mistake. Exactly. Y'all didn't know I was bilingual. So what I do here, I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I have people here. So I must introduce the crew. And I have to stretch this out because, you know, the full anchor isn't here, but, you know, we must press on. We do not stop the boat because one man or one man is not rowing. You guys didn't know about that. Directly in my peripheral vision, wait a minute, that's, is the next sound you hear is the man who's been homeschooled, and he's also a captain. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
You know, I'm glad you asked me that.
Oh, I was going to do that.
You know what? You know, you always leave that with a eclipse, dot, dot, dot. You're supposed to finish that sentence.
I did. I'm glad you asked me that.
Is that a full sentence, like a word, yeah, a preposition, and a sentence? No, no, hold on a second.
It's a word, a subject, a predicate, and some adjectives, and
some pronouns,
and verbs, and nouns, and it's a good little word salad.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you asked me that.
All right. Well, I'm glad that I was able to make you happy.
Okay.
Directly in your peripheral vision is the man that's making the sounds go through your eardrum.
No, he's directly in front of me, not my peripheral vision.
Well, is the man we like to call PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm really upset you asked me that because, you know, you already asked Clark that, so it's kind of redundant.
Swallow. Hold on a second. You're upset that he asked that he's happy he's here?
No, I'm upset that you asked me the same damn question.
I definitely didn't say I was happy, yeah, I'm here.
You were happy that
I'm glad you asked me that question.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where my happiness ends.
Right.
All right. Well,
and where my unhappiness begins.
Yeah.
Because you asked me the same damn question.
Well, this is what I'll do. I'll lean back.
Oh.
So in your peripheral vision, yeah, you can have the reason that we're here.
Oh, no, not him.
The reason we're here, we like to call him the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I have a different opinion on that subject. I'm sticking like glue to the Spike on the Mic Show.
Oh, that's so nice.
Now, y'all see why we're here?
I do see.
That's called talent.
No, that man's got a big scab on his nose.
So I can go?
You're saying my nose is brown?
No, it's just kind of.
Because I think we're going to have a great show tonight.
Well, oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, remind me the first of the next month.
Yeah.
Pay week?
payday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody folding pocket going to get bigger.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a coupon in my envelope.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well,
just voice, let him come close to sniffing that nose.
Well, voice, directly in your peripheral vision.
He won't like it.
Directly in your peripheral vision is the man that we don't even know who he is, so we just call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like tools to Steve's face.
Maybe if we have time permits, we can elaborate on that.
No, we don't need to.
We don't need to let. Okay. Well, now we finna make some talent happen. Now we're gonna do. See what the Spike on the Mic Show does? We steal talent from other places.
I know. Yeah.
We stole some talent from St. Pete Radio, from RadioSt.Pete.com. Every once in a while we reach out there and we grab talent to take us to another level, because we want to win an award. We are an award-deserving show. So
yeah.
Straight in my peripheral vision, the next sound you hear, he's been on here before because we like the bass in his voice. We like to call him Mark from the Marco Radio Show. How you sticking?
Spike, I am sticking like a man who invited himself to your show just to see Monica, and she is here.
Ooh!
Wow. What a surprise. I am such a big fan. Starstruck. All of a sudden, starstruck.
No, it's about you here, Marco. It's all back here.
Stand up and take a bow, Monica.
Yeah. Stand.
Oh, my word. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, I guess we should go ahead and introduce the last and final person that was going to help this show be award-deserving, award-winning, some more talent that we snatched from the jaws of defeat.
You said snatch.
Yeah. Is my girl, everybody's girl.
Whoa.
Is the lovely.
Rude.
Or the, I would say the hot and sexy, but, you know. That's,
nobody believes it.
Nobody's going to believe that.
Not even I.
Is the Miss Monica's Monica. Bills fans, Monica, how you sticking?
Oh, I had a half an hour to think of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
What'd you come up with?
Sticking to this chair because of this guy over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
I was going to suggest you're sticking like a skinny margarita to your hand here. However,
yes,
I want to say that. Amanda's not here today.
No, then. Thank you. That's the truth.
See?
Then I will take a Bacardi and diet, please.
See,
thank you. Thank you, Pep. Hooking it up.
There you go.
Schmatz.
Okay, I'm gonna request a little small thing from...
I'm right here.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
If you want to put your hand on my knee, that's cool.
Yours too? Well, then you're going to need two hands. Because I need this. I need to see your soul. So you got to take your eyes off.
Come on. But Spike, you like looking at yourself.
Yeah.
You can see yourself in this mirror. I did that for you.
Way to reverse psychologize me. Okay, that'll work.
That's a word.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That's not even a word.
You're so vain.
Yes, the
no,
song
all
is...
kidding aside, because he likes it.
Crap.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
My name is Mark. Mark, and I'm on the I'm also on Radio St. Pete.
Oh,
I have
okay.
a show.
Yeah, okay.
The Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yeah, see
gotcha.
How that all comes together.
Yes.
I like it.
We steal talent from everywhere. We snatch him from here, there, and we finish it up. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here and we talk about three things.
Future.
I said three things.
Future.
Past, present.
Future.
We talk about the three things, the past, present, and the future. And what we do, we make your Monday evening bearable, enjoyable, and also fun.
I thought because it's a podcast, we make the next hour of their life enjoyable and fun, because people might not listen to it totally live.
You can listen to it anytime and have a great time.
Yeah. The next 51 minutes and 10 seconds of your life are going to be unforgettable.
Speaking of that, you know,
wrong show.
Hello.
I'm responsible for putting the show up on the website.
Internet.
I was 2 weeks behind. I mean, that's how infrequently I listen to this show.
You must have been swamped with letters and emails.
Where's the show?
That's what I was doing.
There was a demand for it. So it was, all right. That's a good sign, right? People want to know where it is.
No, we're lying about
no,
it.
Oh.
No, nobody.
I believed you.
Yeah. Thank you, Ma. See, this is true talent, not you illegal riffraffs in the shipping containers.
Oh, come on.
Rude.
No, I'm throwing you a bone and looking at myself.
Rude to the rest of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, yes. Mr. Engineer.
Yes.
It's a little quiet up in here. I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're the white.
You're in control of that.
Yeah, you grab the white.
You have to follow the wire.
Grab the white and twist.
The knob.
Oh, I like it. Okay, perfect. That's perfect. Thank you.
It's not really good that he just gave you a compliment. You're the true talent. You don't even know how to turn your own headphones.
Nope.
Yeah, really. That's what big balls do.
A lot of stuff here, though.
No, the interesting thing is that he's the first guy tonight to turn her knob.
Yeah. My one knob. No, I thank you. Thank you.
And you got two straws because it's a double.
Oh, I like
it. Oh, there
Schmatz knows how I roll. No, but speaking of professional,
yes.
In a professional environment, the engineer handles all of that, not the talent. I'm just letting you know, the talent doesn't turn up his own stuff.
Oh, their own headphones, they don't turn up? Because that's usually to taste.
It's usually the international sign is this, and then they're like, okay.
I can't hear nothing.
Let me turn it up.
Thank you.
Don't act like you don't know Schmatz.
You guys have been given a nugget of knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. You know, even though it's unscripted, it wasn't part of show prep. Thank you, Mon, for giving these, what are these? Illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Why, they got to be illegal.
Well, I mean, why else are they hiding in the shipping container?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, come on. Gosh.
Yeah, really.
Build that wall.
And also,
my last name is really Schmatzerez.
Schmatzerez.
Is that Hispanic?
Schmatzerez, yeah.
Okay, so listen, I'm gonna task you guys with an option, with something.
Okay.
Future.
What are you even saying?
I'm gonna task you guys with a request.
Okay.
All right.
We have special guests here today.
Right.
Yeah. Is that us? Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got special guests. So we're going to put on a professional award deserving winning show, all right?
Really?
Oh, thank God. On three. Ready? Break.
Black. Future.
Guillermo.
Have we started yet?
Yeah.
What's happening?
This is for the premiere. Okay, so what we should
do is play the theme music?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play the theme music. No. Before we get started, let's go ahead and talk about the people that's making this thing possible.
Oh, I've heard of them. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, that's it. It was a point I wanted to say on this.
Oh.
Hey, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Should we shake the hornet's nest by talking to our sponsors and asking them and saying things like, do we need to change this? Because the first one is about guys on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Should we bother the guys on the bicycle and say, hey, you know, do you guys want to change this?
I don't know. It's your personal friend.
I guess what I should do is
Do they want to refresh their ad?
I should do that off air. Do they want to buy us something special? Mark, I should do that off air, shouldn't
I? Let's all do an ad.
Limited time.
Let's all do our version of the new ad for the Game Day Metric Tour.
Oh, okay,
Okay, then this is off script, but we're professionals here.
Yeah.
Since you suggested it, you do the first one. Do you need music?
No, I can do without music.
All right.
Hey, the Game Day Metric Tour is about bicycles. And now back to the show.
Nice.
That was perfect.
That was perfect. All right. Well,
but
I want to make sure that you're not the only one because.
No, everybody else should get a chance.
When you're advertising agency, you always give them options.
Oh, yeah.
So, voice of reason, I need you to hit it up with the bicycling people.
It's time for the Game Day Metric Tour commercial, which will be. It's coming up right now.
Yeah, that's going to work.
And it's about.
Yeah. That was good. 10 seconds right there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Bill Smiles, hit me with a Game Day Metrics.
Oh, this guy.
The Spark on the Mic Show brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. I have totally forgotten exactly what they're talking about, but however, I will tell you that the Game Day Metric Tour is a favorite of the Spike on the Mic Show because we sponsor the Spike on the Mic
That's
Show.
More than 10
seconds. We're able to give lots of time to the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, PWs, hit me with the Game Day Metrics.
Hi, you're listening to the Spike on the Mic Show brought to you by. What is this? Game Day? What the hell is a game day? Oh, that's like football. It's metrics. Oh, it's European. All right. Bye.
Maybe not swear during the.
Yeah. That's all right. So now we're going to show how it's done. All right. We're going to go with talent. You, Marco, first.
Oh.
And then.
Wait, are they a bike company? Game Day Bike?
Oh, we can't tell you.
Yeah, really. So, okay. Marco, hit me with Game Day.
The Game Day Metric Tour, your place to go ride a bike.
That's really good.
And that was good. That was better. Because it's point. Over. You know, yeah, that's yeah. the best
Game
part.
Game Day Metric Tour.
All right.
I didn't, you know what?
It's kind of an odd name.
I will be honest. I didn't hear you say keep it to 10 seconds because I wasn't listening.
I was talking a lot slower. All right. You're really, all right, Monica, hit me Game Day.
Spike on the Mic Show brought to you by Game Day Metric Tour, unicycles, tandem bikes, regular old bikes. All yours. Your choice. Go see them.
Nice.
Tell them Monica sent you.
That was perfect.
Right. Although I think that's false advertising. Yeah. I don't think they necessarily have all that.
Those are all going to be on next week.
All right. Well, then we should keep it moving. And I don't want to do one because right. it'd be unfair.
All right.
Why would it be unfair? I need to know why.
Please go ahead and do one, damn it.
No, we shouldn't because that does put at risk the money.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by Game Day Metrics. The Game Day Metrics is a place where you can ride your bike through scenic places and look at stuff. Welcome, Game Day Metrics. Give them a call at 177, the rest of that stuff.
I cut you off at 13 seconds.
The rule number one is get the sponsor right. Game Day Metric Tour.
Monica got herself in there. Did you notice?
Oh, yeah. Monica sent you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
let's just do this.
She's got
this
that endorsement like a business going.
I think we should start the show.
All right.
Topic changing music.
And now the Game Day Metric Tour presents the first topic on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right. I like to call this topic.
I would like to say that I only show up to hear that. Well, the B report. But to hear him do his voice during the topic change, that's really the only reason, not for anything else.
What about the reflection?
He's blushing.
What about the reflections in your shades?
Wow.
What?
You?
Yes.
Meh.
Meh.
Okay, sorry.
This topic, we can make it work. Even though this is not the topic, I'll just leave it right there.
We can make it work. Even though this is the topic, we can leave it right there.
Yeah, right there. All right, so and you guys got to tell me how you feel about this. Because
I'm going to say false.
Now with the invent of politically correctness.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate rain.
That's the...
What happened?
He turns his face away from the mic when he exhales, like chocolate rain.
Yeah,
like Tay Zonde did when he made chocolate rain.
Man, that was so beautiful.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Hey, where's Nigeria?
It's in Africa.
Yes. All right, so a Nigerian woman.
Sub-Saharan.
Was asked to leave the plane. She boarded a plane going from, from San Francisco to Canada. She was taking her kid to somewhere in Canada.
All right, so why did we even mention Nigeria?
Oh, this is where it gets good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so does it matter where she's from? I mean, she didn't start there.
Yeah. It was San Francisco and Canada.
I'm painting a picture.
Oh.
Because if I would have said a woman was on a plane and this incident happened, you guys have no idea what the woman looked like.
Are we supposed to assume that the incident happened because
a woman's at the table about to get up if you don't continue with the story.
Oh.
I don't understand.
I'm picturing a lady with like a cloth on her head.
Already the problem is it's an international flight. You know, you got to have certain travel visas when you fly international when you're not.
Was she playing a talking drum or
like
something?
In the DNA commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she's suing United Airlines. Okay. Why do you think she's suing United Airlines? And I'll start with
because she was from Nigeria.
Right, Marco?
You gotta give us a little something.
I need a little bit more than that.
Okay. That's not good.
Because she had a small child with her.
They asked her and her kids to get off the plane.
Why? I need to know that.
That's the part of
she
the
was
question.
Busted smoking.
Well, see, Mark, the way it works is now you have to give your opinion without all the facts, and then told
that
you're
going to find out what a fool you were.
Yeah. All right. Should I mention?
He's
that
not going to say you're wrong if you don't make a bad opinion. So this is where you do
I
that.
Do actually.
They
know.
Asked them to leave the plane because they requested chapsticks.
No.
Good point, Miss Monica.
Smoking in the bathroom.
Close.
Voice of reason.
The baby kept crying.
No.
I'll ask them to leave on that.
All right, Clarks.
People in San Francisco and Canada hate people from Nigeria.
Oh, that's even closer. Right. Smots?
Well, Ontario is what she was flying to, but she thought she was supposed to be going to Ontario, California.
Oh. All right, Spike, pick me again, because I really know the answer.
All right, then, what's your name? Smot? PWs?
Yeah. She complained to a passenger that the passenger was sitting in her seat, which was correct. And then that passenger complained to the staff that she smelled bad and he couldn't be around her.
Ding, ding, ding. She was asked to leave because she had a pungent body smell.
Pungent, yeah. She stank then?
She stank. Yeah. Now, my question to the illegal roof wrapping and shipping containers, is that a valid reason to have someone moved from a plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
If yes, you guys agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind of, it could. It
apparently not.
If she's sitting next to me, yes. If I'm sitting, she's in the back and I'm sitting in the front, no.
Tell us, Mike, what do we think?
Yeah.
Can't you just spritz her down?
No.
Oh, that's rude.
What? You have two choices. I spritz you or you get off the plane.
What do you spritz her with?
Non-stank.
This is all a commercial for Febreze.
Anything you spritz with just going to smell like stank plus whatever you sprayed.
Was it, now not to be gross or anything, but was it pussoriferous? I mean, was it, or was it like BO?
Was it underarmy?
I don't know.
Whence did the stank come?
Yeah, yeah, that's the important question.
Did the stank emanate?
I will say this real quick. The fact that she's from Nigeria
has nothing to do with it.
But it has nothing. If the person was from San Francisco and stunk,
they should not be on.
Spike's racist, so he just wanted to
get. No, he just wanted you to know where the lady came from.
Yeah.
There could be white people from Nigeria.
Where did the odor come from? All kidding aside, was it
Nigeria?
South of the border?
No, I mean,
was kidding. Now I'm not.
Now, there are people that actually run the country, so there could be white people from Nigeria.
Where was the odor coming from? I didn't get that.
Nice.
Don't worry about it.
I really do want to know where it was coming from. Like, if it's a feminine hygiene.
Would you
situation,
do the gesture again to show where it was coming from? Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah,
it's a reference.
Folks at home, she's making a little circular thing.
It could have been a temporary smell that just kind of.
And then it lingers for about three or four minutes.
Like a nervous odor.
Yeah,
people get nervous.
And then it goes away like odor. In 10 seconds, 20 seconds.
You know, the implication of this story was that there was no actual odor.
Yeah. That's exactly what the implication was.
Oh, my gosh. And all we're talking about is odors.
No, all we're talking about is the country of origin.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm thinking that because she was tall, yes. And I'm figuring the guy complaining wasn't.
Exactly. He wasn't.
They complained. And so they made a thing.
And they went to the pilot who wasn't tall.
You know his ass wasn't tall.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, what are you saying?
I don't know that. Oh, now, Spike, that's awful.
Black people can't be pilots is what you just said.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
You know he wasn't tall.
Not on that airline.
Yeah.
Not United Airlines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, United.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, that's the racist
part. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah, they're good for shorts only.
Oh, they fly the friendliest guys.
All right, so now, how was you guys' opinion on that? That you know that it was basically because this was a tall person.
Well, if that's what you're telling us, then
I don't feel good about it then.
I didn't know that she was tall. I thought the percentages were probably yes.
I told you she's from Nigeria.
Okay.
White Nigerians. Nigeria is at least 12% white.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I believe it.
She didn't
Okay,
stink.
Let's
she
make her
tall?
From Detroit.
Should we have said she was Igbo from the Igbo tribe?
So my point is that
they're not Nigerian.
Escorted this woman off the plane, which was totally, I think, unacceptable. Yeah. Well, I thought because she was Nigerian
and her poor child.
Yeah,
she had two children.
They stink too?
May I ask the host a question?
Yes.
In that case,
Mr. Host, if someone of indeterminate tallness were seated next to you on a plane and smelled in an offensive manner, what would your reaction be?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly?
Honestly.
On a flight from where? From San Francisco to where? Toronto? Is that what it was? That's a long flight.
Well, Canada.
That's a really long flight. That's at least 6 hours, right?
If it's the west side, maybe they're just going straight up. If they're going
Vancouver,
to Toronto.
It doesn't matter. It's still a two-hour flight to Vancouver.
The point
is, you're on a plane for a number of hours next to a person who smells bad. What is your, before the plane takes off, you don't say anything?
You look over, you go short or tall, and then you make your decision.
Well, I'd like the host to say, the host is going to tell us how we're wrong, so I want to hear what the correct response was.
Because let's say that person is from a tall country, and they like this. It's just their body.
They still
odor
smell
from
bad though
from their smell.
What does the height have to do with it?
If you're in the United States, where the flight originated from San Francisco, there is a thing called a shower.
Like, you know what I do?
Okay, hold on. So hold on.
Let me
help you out. You said what the height guy have to do with it?
Yeah.
In Spikelopedia, tall is black people.
Yeah. Right,
so now you know.
Yeah, Spike's tall.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you didn't understand that?
No, I thought I was. Okay, so what's short?
Short is white people.
Kevin
I'm
Hart
brown,
is tall.
And I'm short.
Kevin Hart is tall.
Well,
according to Spike. Here's what I do.
You're
black,
tan,
white, brown,
you're
what have you. Yes. I just order as many drinks from the drink cart as I can and just get hammered, and none of it's going to matter.
You can fly with me.
Yeah.
All right, voice of reason.
I'm suspecting that she didn't smell bad, but I bet she had on too much perfume. I've sat next to people that I can't tolerate the perfume. I mean, it just...
Okay, that still counts as an offensive
crawl.
Order. That still counts as an offensive order.
Right, but it didn't emanate
so
from
what do you do?
A body part.
But it doesn't matter. You're sitting next to someone who doesn't smell good, and you have to sit next to them for a number of hours.
One
what
time,
do
I,
you
was
do?
Asked,
I asked for a different seat.
I was asked to stop painting my nails because someone was mad with the odor.
Okay, the flight's full. There's exactly. No seats to be.
Yeah,
nobody can be moved.
Around.
It doesn't. It just listen. You're in an enclosed capsule. Stuff's going
right.
to smell.
That's what I'm trying to find out. What from Spike? What the correct answer is? Because we're wrong for saying that we would have complained. The lady removed from the plane.
This sounds rude, but I might ask for them to request if anybody on the plane was nose deaf.
Or anybody else? Anybody else from Nigeria?
Sure. That's the correct
answer. Let me ask you, Marco from Marco Radio Show, what would you have done if you sat by there and this person here protruded a native odor?
And realized we're
native
recording.
Odor. A native odor. Native odor means stink, by the way.
I would not have wanted to hurt anybody's feelings. So I probably would have
just
said anything, but I would have tried to cue the people around me to say something.
That's a good answer.
That's
would have
what
acted
Spike
like,
would have done.
I'm on your side.
But you're not on your side. Oh, that's shady.
That is wrong.
That's an answer, though.
I'd be looking at the guy next to me.
That's an answer, though.
That's
an
not
excellent
all.
Answer.
And then they hold it. Well, since she's not offensive to you, we're going to let her sit next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could deal with it.
You screwed your own self there.
I was in the military. You're around a lot of people all the time, and sometimes it gets a little funky.
It just happens. Yeah.
Yeah, and you wait a long time with that funk, don't you?
Yeah.
Right.
So
sometimes, man.
Again, I am saying that all you people in the shipping containers.
Right.
Did I ask you? I'm sorry. You told me your point.
Yeah, but no, I was just going to say, I agree with him. What is your reaction? But let's just put
That's what he's not saying.
Let's just put it this way. Let's just say the person sat there and then took their shoes off sock off.
There's
and
the
there line. Was an emanation that was beyond offensive. Is that not okay?
Mm-mm.
I mean, because... If just a regular body stench is acceptable, but foot stench is not, what is your acceptable level?
So hold on. It's the same thing as if you take your shoes off, all you do is you give them dirty, mean looks. That's all you can do. You can't tell them, hey, put your shoes back on because
they
stink.
Okay.
Yeah. What if I cut one on the plane? What y'all going to tell me? Get off?
Oh,
well, what about,
I've been there. I know someone who's done that, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. What about these places that say no shirt, no shoes, no service? Well, how are they allowed to deny people service if they're not wearing shoes and shirts? It's for the comfort of other shoppers and other customers of the business.
True.
All right. So the airplane doesn't have the right to do the same thing to make their other customers comfortable in the light
How about
of
everybody just sucks it up for 2 hours and just deals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
What I'm
some people get nauseous.
Just
throw
suck
up
it up.
Then there's a barf bag.
Then,
what else?
Well, yeah. But
okay.
Next
so the standard
barf.
Is everybody sucks it up. Somebody gets to stink and everybody else has to suck
but,
it up.
Yeah. But
okay.
That's
the answer I was trying to get at. Okay.
When I read this story originally, it really all seems to have started when she
tried
went
to get her
up
seat.
To the man and tried to get the seat
that
was on her
for.
Ticket
right.
that she paid for.
Right.
And he didn't want to move.
Right.
Suddenly
well,
now.
That's the issue.
Oh,
we were not presented
smelled.
With those facts.
I mentioned it in
he
the
did.
Beginning. Yeah.
You
he
did,
did,
but the host didn't present
no,
that in the scenario.
Was it
so,
a window seat?
But the question is.
No, it was first class, though.
But
oh.
the yeah. question is, then it becomes the opinion of the worker. You know, the United worker, whether or not they agreed
yeah.
with that stench.
Well, and I think that's where the Nigeria came in.
So yes. it sounds like yeah. what happened was a Nigerian woman got on the plane.
Right.
Someone was sitting in her seat. She wanted the seat. And when she went to request it, all of a sudden it's like, well, you smell bad, so you have to get off the plane. Is that
exactly.
actually the scenario?
That
okay,
is.
Thank you. That helps.
Wait,
that
hold
helps
on a second. But,
and then there was a lot of hubbub.
Other people that agreed.
Suddenly her body odor is a problem because she wants to sit in her chair.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. That's different. Yeah. That's completely different from what we were presented.
I want to present. Why do you think his part is true? Because that wasn't in the story part I read.
Because if she was
you have a history and a habit of giving us half and quarter stories.
He's right about
asking
that.
Us to give opinions on, and then you tell us how wrong we are when the whole story comes out.
Yeah. Because Spike, that was correct.
Because
you heard the bell.
Because Spike is trying to tell us that if the woman was from Norway and not Nigeria, that this would not be a story. Because
well, of course
she would not.
She wouldn't have smelled like that.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know what the consensus is. Other
that
than
you're wrong,
that
but
I
but you overvote us.
I,
so
know, I'm
I feel horrible that I thought she should
be moved.
Yeah.
Oh. Asshole.
You want to change his answer.
I jumped right on her because she was Nigerian.
That's exactly why, because she was tall.
And you're a B guy.
Look,
I feel awful.
I don't think we've established that she was necessarily of a certain
Nigerian American descent.
Right. So that she was black. I don't think we established she is black. We just know she's Nigerian.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, we don't know if she's.
But my very first question
country,
was
not a,
my
not
very
a race.
My very first question was, where is Nigeria?
It's in Africa.
Africa. Yeah.
Okay.
You make it sound like this is the only place black people can come from. They can come from anywhere. There's Canadian black. There's everybody's. There's American black. It doesn't
Africa
matter.
Africa doesn't mean she's black either.
I was almost Nigerian.
That's a compliment.
I was invited.
I love how y'all want to claim it now.
I'm Mexican, and I'm from Iowa, so what?
You're sitting at a table, and you're the only black person. What if we were to say, you're from Nigeria? Oh, you must be Nigerian. Yeah?
Yes.
Nigerian.
I thought you were Lake City.
Nigerianian?
Okay. Yeah. But my roots.
Roots.
Nigerianite.
My roots.
His roots.
Why wouldn't they be Sierra Leone? Why wouldn't they
be
Gambia?
Nigerian.
Why does that be Nigerian?
Is any of them places in Africa?
Nigerian.
Yeah. All of them.
Okay. Well, then,
why don't you go ask these ladies right now?
Nigerianianite. What are you if you're from Nigeria?
Nigerian.
Did someone just suggest that there's Nigerian people sitting near us? Because there's a table of black ladies sitting close by.
Dude, I want no part of this conversation.
Beautiful women who are enjoying their fantastic
music.
Yeah, I think we probably need.
Are we talking loud?
Yes.
Can people hear us?
I turned my headset down. I don't think they can hear me now.
Is this on the air?
Yes. All right. Oh, you know what I didn't do?
What?
I didn't ask you guys that, you know, we're a caller-driven show.
Oh,
so oh what no, a real shame. No,
you can always give us a call.
Oh, gosh, that's why the show doesn't suck so much.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You can give us a call at 813-699-3900 and be a part of the show and let me know how you feel about tall people.
Yeah.
Or just give us a call.
813-679-3900.
That's going to work out well. Call our phone number and tell us how you feel about black people. There's nothing that can go wrong with that scenario.
I said tall people.
Yes, I know. We all know what tall means.
813-699-3900. All right, well, let's find out what's twending. How about that?
Oh, twending?
Yes.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay! All right, let's just start right at the top. The headline, I'll give you the headline, missing a key component of the headline, and you tell me what's missing from the headline.
Ooh, oh, let's do it.
That's
high school regrets decision to bring a blank to prom. Bill Schmatz. What
tiger?
Did they bring? Okay. Spike?
What did he say?
He said tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say that too.
Okay. PW?
A lemon.
A lemon, okay.
Like a lemon for lemonade?
Yeah.
All right, Mark?
I'm going to say a support animal.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Bonfire.
They brought a bonfire. Okay.
Yeah, bring a bonfire.
They didn't build one there.
Totally.
They brought one.
They regret it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Where do you keep that? In your backpack?
Yeah, put it on a trailer.
You'll figure
maybe.
It out.
Steve?
I'm going to say I know it's a tiger, but I'm going to say a support animal because that's better.
I already said that.
I know, but that was great.
But you agree with it.
Yeah.
And you know the answer, and you're going to say something wrong.
Yeah, because I really like that answer.
Okay, well, the answer is tiger.
Really?
A high school in Miami.
It's not lemon?
brought, no, it wasn't a lemon, brought a caged tiger to the prom along with other live animals, putting the students and the animals at risk. And there's video of the tiger in a cage clearly freaking out because he's at a prom.
That's mean to the animal.
Bunch of little kids.
Oh, what a stupid idea.
Okay,
did they feed it first?
Can I?
That's a good idea?
Yes. Listen to me. Have you guys ever been to LSU? They have a tiger in a cage when they run out of the field.
Yeah.
On the football field, they have a tiger in a cage.
I've been there.
So why aren't they?
I don't like it. Why? Just because some other place has done it, it's okay? Two wrongs don't make a right, my friend.
Yeah, what if he gets loose?
Oh, yeah.
This is a looks like a hotel banquet room, confined place with flashing lights and loud music.
It's not even about that. It's exactly. It's about cruelty to the animal. It's about keeping the animal in a situation it shouldn't be in.
The video shows the tiger clearly upset in the cage. Like, if I get out of this cage, lots of people are going to die.
What if the tiger would not have been in the cage, just been on a leash? Is that okay?
Yeah. No.
That would have been better.
No.
How about
the tiger
doesn't go to the prom?
Thank you. How about it's a no tiger prom.
Phone call.
The mascots are tigers.
So have a mascot. Have a costume mascot like all the rest of the high schools. So why you got to have something live?
All right, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. We got Mark and Monica on the show. Be good.
Oh, thank you.
Monica's on the show. How did she get on the show?
Because
I'm not there.
Oh, we got two marks
now.
Hey, Gas Man calling. What's happening, my brother? How's Memphis?
What's going on, man?
It's Nashville.
Hey, Gas Man, real quick, do you feel like really bad the fact that Spike schedules a mark on the week that you're not here?
He's sitting in your seat, too.
There's a new mark in town.
What? He's wearing my earphones.
He's not Nigerian.
Nope. Oh, no.
Complete opposite.
Where the bleep are you, Gas Man? Where are you at these days?
Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, you don't like it there?
It's all right.
It's getting old.
Everything closes too early up here.
Well, the bad thing is Mark isn't really in Nashville. He's about 45 miles from Nashville, so he can't karaoke every night.
How are you going to tell this man where he is?
Am I wrong, Mark?
No, he's right. You're wrong. I'm actually Smyrna, Tennessee. It's about 30, 40 miles away from
there. There you go.
Oh, okay. Okay, Spike. Yeah. Hey, what do you want to say now, Spike?
You missed it by 5 miles.
Yeah.
Gas Man, way to have my back.
Maybe I was saying it's a $45 Uber ride. Because I listened to the show occasionally. He said it like a week or two ago.
It was one way was $50. The way back was $48. Yeah.
No
way.
Downtown
Nashville and the same karaoke course.
When are you coming back? Because that's ridiculous.
I went back Saturday.
All right.
Oh, that's not bad.
Thank goodness. You'll be back for good?
Yes, for good.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, well, Marco, from the Marco Radio Show, you might have an issue.
Yeah, well, look, I'm just here because he's not.
Oh, okay.
I've got my own gig, man.
Yeah.
What do we have to cage fight for the seat? Is that what's going to happen?
That's what it is, yeah.
I've been doing push-ups, damn it.
I don't know. He's wearing a military T-shirt, so I don't know.
No, killer. I was in the Marine Corps.
Yep.
Watch yourself.
He was in the Army.
Were you in the Marine?
Yes,
I was.
I was in the Army. You weren't smart enough to get in the Army. That don't mean nothing.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Shots fired.
Cage match.
Yeah, shots fired.
Yeah.
There we go. I didn't either one. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not in that service anymore.
What were you at, Clark?
I was in the Army.
There you go.
Two on one.
Yeah, but you know what? This isn't like the VFW dance hall in World War II where they duke it out for the gals' interest at the dance. Right.
I saw West Side Story.
Yeah.
The Jets are going to win tonight.
Yeah, there's not a street gang. But
I visited the Salvation Army once.
Anymore. I'm not fighting anybody.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Mark. I want to do something just for you.
Can we just give up Gas Man? Okay.
Wait. This is just for the Gas Man.
I know what it is.
Okay.
Shut up, Spike.
Hey.
Oh, I missed you guys so much.
That's awesome. Hey,
I knew he'd be excited.
Gas Man, I think your minutes are high on your phone, okay?
And it's 1992?
Okay. Yeah, really. All right, so you'll be back Saturday. Oh. Hey, Saturday. I don't know why I said that or why it matters. There was a point to that, but I can't remember right now.
Well, he'll be back on the show Monday then.
This music on?
Yeah, that's Monday.
All right, man.
I'll be back in Tampa Saturday night, so
beautiful.
Hang out. I'll be around.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
So should we stick a microphone in your mouth next Monday?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
Yes, sir. I want my seat back, too.
Uh-oh. You got it.
All right, my brother. Thanks for playing, all right?
Bye.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, gas man, hold on a second. Because you are our most intelligent caller, should we give him a gift?
No, he's a cast member.
Yeah, you can't give a
No, he doesn't
gift
get a gift.
Yeah, he can have the Cheddar Bay biscuits that we gave away.
Yeah, right, that's right.
Never mind.
I want a gift.
Doesn't it fall on the payola, though, really?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, okay. All right, man, my friend. Thanks for playing, all right? We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Monica.
Have fun, yeah. Be safe.
All right, so listen.
Bye.
All right, my brother, holla back.
Yeah.
Did somebody just fart?
What? No. Are you kidding me right now?
There's only one person
that
wind's blowing from that direction.
Yes, and I am from Nigeria.
That is not cute right now
Good
at all.
Lord.
I can put up with a lot of F and S, but I am not putting up with that. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't smell anything.
I don't either.
Can call my mom a whore and you can punch me in the face, but do not fart around
you
me ever.
It?
Wow.
No, I don't want to. I avoid it.
Damn.
I'm with you.
All right, so maybe I'm wrong.
Disgusting.
I think so. It must have originated.
Don't you smelt it, dealt it.
All right, so we were talking.
If it rhymes, it's true.
So whose seat do you want to sit in?
We were talking to West Twindon, and so hit me up, Clark.
Okay, the next thing that's Twindon, Margot Kidder. Why is Margot Kidder Twindon?
Oh, I know why.
Who the hell is that?
Exactly.
What?
Superman, Lois Lane.
Oh, that's why I said, who was that? Because I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Is anyone still alive in the movie?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman. Okay, Lex Luthor.
Cool. Yeah.
And I think
Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder was an actor who played Lois Lane in the 70s, and she died today.
Yeah.
Oh.
She had age 69.
She had a very...
That's not too old.
Yeah, but she had a hard 69 years, though. She spent a lot of time. Yeah,
she made it this long.
Depression and drug use and a lot of other issues.
She was a little cuckoo, a little bit, right?
She had some problems.
Yeah.
She had a hard road. So,
all right.
She was in the news a couple of times.
So it's not just 69?
Well, it probably didn't help, but.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Did 69 kill her?
Yes.
All right, so
that was the final blow.
Oh, that's great.
Blow. Because
right. It was with herself.
Final blow.
All right.
Yeah, another twin.
Pretzel logic.
Spike. Melania Trump. Why is Melania Trump twinning?
I know all of these. I never know anything.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Kidney surgery today.
Correct.
Benign kidney surgery today.
So what happened? Her pee stank?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It was pee stank.
She tried to get on a plane from Nigeria, and everybody's like, man, her pee stinks.
Smelled like
asparagus.
So they're like, either get off the plane or have kidney surgery. And so they did kidney surgery right there on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Awesome is where it go.
Either get off the plane or have kidney surgery.
Yeah, they give you an option.
That was nice.
The woman went through
all right, I got to be there
people.
By 5 o'clock. I guess I have to have kidney surgery.
Yep. Slice me open.
Don't matter how you get there.
I think we should show some
there.
Respect. The lady went through kidney surgery as an operation.
She'd be aight.
We should show her some respect.
She'd be aight.
Kidney surgery is a dime a dozen.
She'd be aight.
Aight.
You don't think she has the best doc? You think she has some rando like from?
There is somebody at the table, two tables over right now, having kidney surgery. That's how common it is.
The Nigerians?
Nigerians?
Next to the Nigerians.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, wow.
As long as it's not a Nigerian thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for West Twindon. That was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
The only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Hey! No.
I was trying to play him out.
So we're gonna go ahead and cap this off with one more report that a world-famous family favorite is the Bee Report.
Oh, this is one of the only reasons I showed up.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic Bee Report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Yay!
It's Spike's favorite section, Steve.
It is.
Yeah, I know. It's a great section, too.
Or segment,
yeah.
I meant.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever.
Oh, look, you know what? Some people walk away. You got to figure you're going to misspoke at some point.
Nobody saw.
It's
nobody
our
saw.
Turn.
Well, yeah. The bees are still there. They're going fine. Quoi.
That's French for his mama speak.
Yeah. See, he's still here.
Hey, Spike. You didn't make a mistake, really.
Oh.
Or misspeak.
Maybe by introducing the bee report. But.
Yeah. All right.
But the bees are still there. They're flying around. They're they're pollinating trees and flowers.
Do
and
bees like blood?
Yeah.
No, they don't. Honey, they have nothing to do. They're not predators. They're strictly vegetarians.
I just
honey bees. I'm talking about honeybees as opposed to
wasps. Why were you sawing down the limb where their hive was?
Do wasps like blood?
Certain wasps are predators. They go around looking.
Wow.
I just read a book that the gentleman in the book was he was all about the bees, and I learned that there are foragers that go out. There are people that are only bees that are only in the hive. It was a whole bee thing, and I totally thought of you. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting. And at one point in time, it's only chicks in the hive.
Yeah.
It's all very, very, they have a system.
I thought there was only like one queen. I thought the rest were all.
They're all female. Female bee.
Yeah.
Is hatched out it comes out of the cell as a larva, larva becomes a queen, becomes a female bee, could be a queen bee if the other bees fed her.
Is there
the magic fluid?
She's the queen. Is there like, I mean, and I would say that in human terms, it's almost 50-50. Male, female, maybe it's 51.9
or whatever. No, but at some point in time, it's only chicks in the hive.
An unfertilized bee egg will become a drone, a male.
Okay.
All fertilized eggs are female.
All right. So in the hive, is it almost 50-50?
No, it's like...
No.
Unless the queen is starting to lay unfertilized eggs, it's almost 99-1.
All right, what if the
female
bees
to female?
Female to male.
What if the 99% are female? How does one become a queen?
Oh,
she has to be ordained.
There's a substance that the other there are bees that attend to the hive and all the young.
Yeah.
And they will feed royal jelly to one or two bees. They'll build a special little cell.
Did you say jelly?
Royal jelly. Yes.
Yeah,
will they be serving that at the wedding?
That's what they call it. They call it royal jelly. The thing is, it turns a normal female bee into a queen bee, based upon what it's fed. And if they need a new queen, they'll start building queen cells, which is a little bit larger, and they'll start feeding.
And then there's foragers who go out, and their whole job is to adventure out and to come back. And when they get really, really old, they go out and they never come back. It's fairly sad.
So
where do they go?
It's kind of sad.
So they're
I've seen them around.
They do adventures. Yeah, they go out and they're like the adventure people or bees. And
so, of those 99% female.
Yeah.
Are they asexual bees? They never have sex.
Do they do this?
Yes, they're asexual. They're just like all of us here.
What?
They never get.
They never get.
Oh, they're not like me because I don't have any sex. So
there you go.
So you're a bee.
That's what they're all.
I'm pretty much a bee.
Yeah, you're a worker bee.
Like, I'm a like worker bee. That is the truth. I work and I don't have sex.
Like the rest of us.
I am
us
a
here.
Worker bee. Can I be the queen?
Well, late Steve wants to feed you some royal jelly.
But bees pollinate, but Mark?
Yes.
You found out something today about
something interesting.
The monarch.
I saw an article in the paper this morning that said that there is a shortage of monarch butterflies. And it's a problem because they also pollinate.
Oh. Yes.
They said in the article that the monarch butterfly population has diminished by 80% since 1996.
80, that's a lot of percent.
I had no idea that they pollinated. I thought it was just bees that did the work.
No.
So it was very interesting to find out that they actually do go out and...
I also pollinated. I have two daughters.
You're a queen bee. You're a queen bee, too.
Do you sleep?
But see, I would much rather, instead of risk being stung by being a beekeeper, I'd rather walk out in my yard and have a bunch of butterflies.
But a modern monarchs.
Well, if that's the case, you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of milkweed.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only thing they eat is milkweed leaves.
Is that true?
That's what they said in the article. But they have little pretty flowers. They have pink, yellow, and I think orange. And you could have a whole yard of milkweed and thousands of monarch butterflies.
Time for the
Your bee report has turned into a monarch report. Monarch report?
It's the way I take over. But here's the thing. Make sure that when you go out and you see little worms eating your...
T-
Damn.
Yeah. You worried about
when
the
you
go car?
When you see little worms eating your milkweed plants?
Yeah. I had a little worm eating my milkweed plant one time. It wasn't fun.
Wow.
Don't pick them off.
Is that what you call it?
Don't pick them off.
Right.
They're not destroying your butterfly garden. They are actually the monarch butterfly worm.
Is it all sounding sexual now? Like yeah, everything is sounding
sexual. It is totally. Yeah.
You're due.
It's nature. I am. It's nature.
Due. Yeah, you're definitely due.
When that happens, you're due.
Let nature take its course, yes. People.
You can't fight it. That was my.
All right, so we're going to give a test. Clark, can you tell us just anything that happened in the last 3 minutes?
Oh, no.
Bees are like monarch butterflies in that they pollinate.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
There you go.
He can multitask.
He can, because I thought he was asleep.
Yeah.
No, I was doing the same thing there for a while, because it got pretty in-depth. It was a very in-depth bee report this time. So for those
I don't need to chime in when I can't contribute anything of value. Oh. I know that.
So you're never going to talk again?
So
right, exactly.
it was.
I think the monarchs may pollinate different plants than the bees too. So we need all this diversity out there.
That's really critical.
Now, to extend it a little bit, the article did say that not only do the bees pollinate, the butterflies pollinate, but flies also pollinate.
Flies puke on their food before they eat it.
I thought they like puked on everything.
They vomit.
Yeah.
So that's not really cool pollination.
Well, you don't really want poop reproduce, or you don't want poop being pollinated.
Well, not on food.
Or rotten meat.
But I mean, if they're pollinating flowers and stuff, that's
yeah, yeah, right. Oh yeah.
I was in college when I did most of my pollinating.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can a bee
a lot of pollen
and a monarch butterfly do it themselves?
Handshake. That would be one badass butterfly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they both have larvae.
But where would tab A go into slot B? Like, how would that?
What, isn't it all male female?
Oh,
sometimes it's handy.
That would be done by scientists.
I've seen one of those funky hyenas that, you know, maybe with a tiger thing.
Some of those monarchs are hung, man. They can work out.
So if you're hung like a monarch, it's a good thing? All right.
I think you're thinking of their proboscis.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Hey, anytime y'all can quit this.
All right, yeah. Because
that's kind of your job, my friend.
Yeah,
you are the
like
host.
8 minutes.
I need to tell you how to do
Who's
your job.
Who's driving this train anyway? Yeah.
Listen, we are all in the same, all y'all in the same shipping container together.
Oh, that's so
y'all
nice.
Scratching out. I'm not in this mother trucker with y'all. All
right.
That's the kind of guy I is. Yeah. All right. But see, we're in the in a place of, God, think of a big word right now. In
boredom.
Yeah.
It is seven letters.
We're in the middle of that. It's too close to end the show, but too far away. Too close to do another topic, but too far away to end the show.
So a good host.
I don't know. I think it's a good time to do another topic.
You think we got time for another topic?
Barely.
What was with the numerology stuff? Or is that something I shouldn't be bringing up in there?
See, we're too close. We don't have enough time to do it. Now I messed it up. So
but don't you have to go around and ask what people learned and stuff?
Too soon for that.
Oh, yeah.
It's way too soon for that. Too soon.
Well, then bring up another topic. And by all the time we were talking about it, you could have been had
topic
done
it up.
All
right,
here we go.
Well, I guess we're going to have another one because we still have time on the clock.
Not because we want to or it's a good show.
This is the radio equivalent of taking a knee.
Talk slow.
Good. Everything
now,
go.
This listen, is where our caller listen, driven coming.
Well, we're doing it. We're taking callers. You can win tickets to the what, improv?
Tickets to see the Tampa News Force live show at the Improv in Ybor City on May 31st.
You don't get me tickets, Clark.
So, caller, this is your chance to win.
You.
Welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking? The one chance you can win some tickets, you can't.
It's the toilet flush guy.
Falling sound downstairs. Like they fell down steps, right?
Yeah, say something.
Who's surprised by that outcome?
All right, okay, so quick topic then. Let's go hit this right here.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you tease the numerology thing.
We ain't got no time.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. But we could do part one next week. Part two next week.
If anybody heard this show tonight, they're not listening next week.
That's true. Excellent.
Was it because of me?
Nothing to do with you. What's in fact, you're the only thing that saved it. So thank you.
All right. Well, I got 2 minutes. This is not a topic. It's just things that I think they're misquoted words.
Oh, okay.
And spots. Get off the computer. Which is right? A or B? Misquoted.
All right.
Old wives' tale or old wives' tale? And then I go around the room real quick. PW. Oh, which was
didn't he say
practice
the same thing?
Wives. And with a V.
V and yes, Marco?
I concur.
V.
With a V.
As in vagina.
Yeah, wives' tale is correct.
So you're saying it's the plural wives
or
the possessive wives.
V?
Is that what
no,
we're
saying? No, he's saying wives.
No, he said wives.
Wives.
Oh, wives? Oh, it's wives.
With a V?
Yeah, with a V.
Ding, ding. Everybody win on that one. I'll give you all that.
All right.
Quick one. Another one. Too big for your britches or too big for his britches?
Too big for your britches.
Why would I be in someone
too big
else's
for
britches?
His bridges or too big for his
well, that
britches?
Depends on the conversation.
Oh, the word in question
Marco,
is...
Marco, I start with you.
I think it depends.
Is it bridges on who or bridges?
If I'm talking to you and you're being a jackass, I'm saying you're too big for your britches. Right. If I'm talking to you about him, I'm saying he's too big for his
britches. But he's asking if the correct word is bridges or britches.
No. I was supposed to say on the pronoun.
Yeah, really.
See, I didn't hear the difference.
It's definitely too big for your britches.
Everybody agrees it's britches.
Hold on a second. Is it britches or bridges?
Okay. T-C-H, britches.
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 I was focusing on the pronoun.
He's a big...
All right.
Next time, by the way, don't change his and your, by the way.
That's what was confusing.
You don't want to say he's a big ass. You want to say he's too big for his britches.
The rest sounded the same.
All right. Deep-seated belief or deep-seated belief?
Wait,
seated, E-A-T, or seated.
Can I read these?
Seated, like S-E-E-D-E-D or S-E-A-T-E-D?
Are you guys not getting the concept here? It's one word in there.
Yeah.
And the word in different is seated, S-E-A-T-E-D, or S-E-E-D-E-D.
The way he said it sounded the exact same.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Doesn't seated and seated sound the same?
Seated.
When you say it.
You need to really hit that T really hard.
Okay. So which one is it? The deeded or the seated?
It's a D.
D.
Is deep seated?
Yes.
Seated. There's no seat involved.
I think it's seated. S-E-A-T-E-D.
I think it's seated as well.
Right, and you guys saying is deeded?
I say
deeded.
Well, who's right?
Seated.
It is the deep.
Yeah, but deep.
I want to say it's deep seated. Like a seed.
With a D.
Seeds are deep.
Yeah.
Deep seated.
You rooted it
in
there.
Planted it deep.
Yeah.
With a D. Root.
It's deep seated.
Aha!
I don't believe
thank you.
Clark,
now give us the explanation why.
Fake news.
Okay. And you don't
know why. Wait a minute. I need to know why. I need to know. Oh, I'm doing it.
You're not going to pull it out of there.
For all intensive purposes?
No.
Or all intense purpose?
Intense and purpose. Say it. Yes. Oh, my God. Say
it.
You're not even saying it right.
Monica's right.
Neither one of those.
Neither one of those.
Intense and.
Intensive and intensive.
No. Neither one of those are correct.
Or tense.
Well, I typed it in like the people said it.
Intense
for all intensive.
No.
Or all intensive. Intense.
It's intense.
You said the same thing twice.
Yeah. It's intense and purposes. Right? Yeah. All intense and purposes.
You know what? I don't give a flying no more.
Right, Monica?
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I have
300% wrong.
I have 10, 12, 13, 25. 25 misquotes that I was going to test y'all with, but we don't have time now.
Yeah, we didn't get through four of them, did we?
No.
So, glad.
Well, we always have to do, ladies and gentlemen, we have to end this show with what stuck with you tonight.
Oh, yes.
So, I'm running a little long, but let's go ahead. Dr. Kevin Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Bees and monarch butterflies both pollinate.
Yes.
Oh, so you've been educated.
Yeah.
All right, Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, in 200-plus shows, I think we just did the worst topic ever. let me just clarify that. It's Spike on the mic trying to explain by telling us words when they all sound the frickin' same.
Exactly.
The worst thing ever in over 200 shows.
Confucius says, let no man pull you low as to hate him.
Confucius say, you just confused the hell out of me about a minute ago.
Is it Confucius say or Confucius say?
It's pretty much what it was.
PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
Is it intensive or intensive? That's totally what stuck to me.
I did it right.
Yeah.
All right. The voice of reason.
Next time I'm on a seat assigned plane, I think I'm going to go find the smelliest person there and tell them I want their seat.
I'm sure they're Nigerian.
There you go. Now listen, you guys make us award deserving, award winning. I love you guys here. So, the great Marco, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is Nigerians on a plane may have body odor.
That's what tall people do. No, that's wrong. All right. And then the short and lovely, talented Monica, what stuck with you tonight?
The best thing that stuck with me tonight and will continue to stick with me for a bit is this Bacardi and diet.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Spike on the Mic Show. Listen, the day.
Wait, real quick. You are the Spike on the Mic Show? Or yeah. I thought no. we've always no, said you can't do this alone. That's fine. I just want to make sure.
Go All ahead. Right. We only have 15 seconds.
Next week's show is a possible.
He can do it twice.
Next week's show is a possible. You guys stay tuned. Who knows? Will the Spike on the Mic be back? I don't know. I'm Spike on the Mic, and we out, ladies and gentlemen. One.
Oh, that's nice.